And welcome back in Westwood One's NC2A Final Four Radio Row, brought to you by Wendy's. It's better breakfast o'clock at Wendy's. Get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg and cheese for just $1. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. All right, our next guest out here on Radio Row, I don't mean to embarrass him.
Uh-oh.
But I got to shoot straight with him,
uh-oh,
right?
Uh-oh, Sean. Watch out now.
No, you know what? As Billy Packard, as Al McGuire, became synonymous with college basketball coverage,
uh-huh,
the name Clark Kellogg has become synonymous with college basketball
coverage.
Wow,
that's pretty tall.
No, I mean that. You know, Nick and I were talking about it beforehand. Guys like me, I remember your playing days,
uh-huh,
fine player at Ohio State. But you've been doing this for so long now. I'm sure people just look at you as Clark Kellogg broadcaster now as opposed to Clark Kellogg former player.
That's the cycle of life, Sean. It really is. I can recall when I actually started playing high school ball and then went on to college and the NBA for a short time, some of the guys that were commentating, it took me a while to realize that in their prior lives they had played.
Yeah.
Steve Snapper Jones, other guys like that, guys that were doing a great job on TV. And I didn't realize their playing history because I only knew them in the context of them broadcasting. And so it is, the cycle repeating itself. And I do feel that in some ways, particularly with the different generations of folks. There are plenty of folks that watch me play, but there are also some that only know me in this role and in this capacity. So it's cool. It's great to still be connected to the game in the way that God has allowed me to be connected to it, because I love it and it's given me more than I can ever repay it. So I'm thankful to still be in the seat and enjoying what I get to do.
You know, I want to talk about you for just a minute before we focus on the games. Something that you just said, the transition was so seamless, in my opinion, effortless for you. And I think it starts with passion, and the passion that you have for this game. All one has to do is turn on the television and they see that passion.
Well, I appreciate that because I do love it and I hope it comes out and I feel like it does. But I do, man. I fell in love with the game. And anybody who's played, no matter what level, obviously I got to the highest level for a short time, and you would find universal similar stories around a love affair with the game. And it happened for me when I was 9 or 10 years old. My dad exposed me to it. I started watching it, playing it, reading about it, and all of that, and then had a chance to realize the several dreams through the game. And so there's a real passion, and I love to see what sports can do for those who participate, whether they're coaches, players, officials. There's just some really valuable lessons that you can learn for life through sports participation. Not only is it fun, but it teaches us, and it connects us, and that's part of what is so magical and special about it. I mean, there are bigger things in the world, but when you think about what sports can provide and what it can mean to an individual's journey, man, it's special. So I'm grateful that I'm connected to it. I've loved it for a long time, and I still get to be part of it.
Isn't it amazing, though, Clark Kellogg again kindly joining us? You see him all over the place, predominantly, of course, CBS. It was funny, the first day of the tournament I'm watching, I'm seeing you and the Jet up there. Remember him perfectly at North Carolina.
Yeah.
Charles.
Yeah.
And it's funny to hear you talk about it because, you know what, that's my youth, watching you guys play.
Yeah.
And you know, all the runs that, you know, Kenny made at North Carolina, what Charles did at Auburn. Do you guys ever sit back and go, how the heck did we end up here?
I think there is some of that that goes on. I mean, we're grateful for having been able to achieve dreams in the game.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it. You know, this was the 75-year anniversary of the NBA, and Charles was – selected as one of the top 75 players in the history of the league, and how emotional that ceremony was for him personally, but it was for all of us who are part of that fraternity. I watched it at home in Columbus, Ohio, with my wife, who's a diehard basketball fan and sports fan, and we were in Cleveland for the 50-year celebration, and seeing those guys in those leather jackets, and all of them, pretty much all of them were there back then, but just – I think Kenny mentioned that there have been 5,200 NBA players in the history of the league.
Mm.
And then you think about, you're one of those guys, and then you see the 75 that were selected, guys that you actually played against or watched or idolized, and realize that it's a special, special fraternity. So we do talk about it a little bit, but I try to stay focused on the present, Sean. It's nice to look back and think about it, but I really try to find great joy in what's right there with me presently, and then hopefully there'll be some more special moments in the future.
This is a beautiful Final Four. I mean, perfect segue. I mean, this really is. Coach K's last run, NC Duke first time. You got Villanova and Kansas kind of waving their hands going, what about us? Yeah. You can't ask for much more in this final.
No, man, this tournament always delivers. The surprises come. The great stories are revealed and discovered on the court, off the court. And then you think about the stature of these programs, the stature of the coaches, the quality of the players, first time occurrences in a couple of different ways in terms of Duke, Carolina playing. I mean, there's just, again, you can't make this stuff up, and the tournament always delivers. And I think we'll have games that are worthy of a Final Four. I think all these teams are going to play at a high level, and the teams that move on to play Monday night are going to have earned it, and we'll be in store for, I think, a really good Saturday and a really good Monday as well.
Are we too busy talking about what Villanova doesn't have and forgetting about what they do have? Because you want to light a fire. Everybody keeps talking how devastating the injury is.
Man.
But I'll tell you what, the rest of the guys are hearing that.
You know, I've said this to many people. The first game after a key player is lost is the most dangerous for that team's opponent, in part because of what you just said. The other guys have earned their scholarships. They've prepared. They've earned the right to be here. And they will galvanize around each other, and they'll galvanize around Justin not being able to be here.
Yeah.
And they've got a great coach. So I've always said that. I saw it countless times in college, in the pros, that first game, because the opponent – typically will exhale a little bit. It's human nature.
Yeah.
They're not full. They don't have all of their best guys. We should get them. And the other team is saying, look, and it's only for the first game, because if it goes on longer, then you start to see the effects of not having that key instrumental guy. But for the first game after, watch out. They'll play at a high level. I don't know if it's good enough to beat Kansas, but I'd be shocked if they don't play as a team at a high level, and if one of the players that's maybe had a lesser role, or somebody we don't even know about. Jay was only playing six guys.
Yeah.
So now he's down to five, it looks like. But who's been incubating that now might relish the opportunity? Phil Booth in 2000. What year was that? Was that 16 or 18 when he came in and had the big championship game? That was the first championship for Villanova.
Yeah, it may have been six.
He had it like a 20-point game in the championship game and hadn't done much of anything. That can happen. And the way they develop players, the way Villanova develops players, you know somebody is sitting there going to have an opportunity and be ready to step into it. So I'm not dismissing Villanova. I like Kansas because of their overall size and balance and how well they played, and Remy Martin's injection back into the fold. But I would not dismiss Villanova's chances of being able to surprise a lot of folks.
Well, we could sit here and talk to you all day, Clark, but you know what? We get a chance to not only talk to you here, but we'll be watching on television. Big fan. You do such a great job.
Thank you.
A classy guy. Guy looks like he can still ball, too.
I know he can still ball.
But, no, Clark, really appreciate
your
time, man.
My pleasure, Sean.
Thanks for
joining
us.
Great to be with you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Clark Kellogg kindly joining us here. Radio Row, 760 WJR.